Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions. Tell me, how many of you have ever had a job that you really didn't like or know someone else who dislikes their job? Okay, now can one of you tell me why? Yes.
My father's an accountant, and he's always complaining about his boss. You know, that his boss is incompetent and my dad has to do his job along with his own.
All right, thank you. That's a good example. I think your dad's situation is pretty common in the business world. Now I'll ask the opposite question. Who can tell me about someone who loves their job and why? How about you?
My sister's an editor at a newspaper, and she loves it because of the challenge of getting the paper out on time every day.
Another good example. Now with these two answers in mind, consider this. What makes people unhappy in their job is usually not the work itself, but external factors, like how their boss treats them, or the long hours, or the low pay. However, what usually makes people love their jobs is the work that they do and the feelings of satisfaction and achievement it brings. How does that sound to you? Pretty reasonable, right? Well, in fact, this is the basis of a very well-known theory. In 1959, an author named Frederick Hertzberg published a book called The Motivation to Work, and this was a pioneering book in the motivation theory. In a nutshell, Hertzberg said that the causes of job dissatisfaction and the causes of job satisfaction were completely different. Dissatisfaction is caused by those external factors I mentioned, which Hertzberg called hygiene factors. That might sound kind of strange, but keep in mind the word hygiene basically means promoting health. Therefore, hygiene factors include things like salary, working conditions, your relationship with your boss and your coworkers, company policies, things like dress codes and health insurance, and job security. Don't bother taking these down. We'll be seeing them again in a PowerPoint presentation later. When hygiene factors are missing or are not good, this causes dissatisfaction. On the other hand, and this is the important thing to remember, good hygiene factors are not enough to bring real motivation. They only have a negative effect on motivation by their absence. You could have them all. A good salary, a great boss, and all the rest, and still not love your job. So what does make people love their jobs? The answer, according to Hertzberg, is motivators. Probably the most important motivator is the sense that your work has inherent value. Your sister, for example, can look at the newspaper that thousands of people are reading today and say, "I made that." Other motivators are having responsibility, a feeling that you own your work. Also, opportunities for promotion and praise and recognition from your boss and coworkers. Is this clear so far? Good. Now let's look at how employers can take these ideas and put them into practice in the workplace. Number one, what is the topic of the lecture? Number two, why does the professor begin the lecture by asking questions? Number three, listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question. However, what usually makes people love their jobs is the work that they do and the feelings of satisfaction and achievement it brings. How does that sound to you? Pretty reasonable, right?
Why does the professor say this?
How does that sound to you? Number four, which of the following is not a hygiene factor? Number five, listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question. Dissatisfaction is caused by those external factors mentioned, which Hertzberg called hygiene factors. That might sound kind of strange, but keep in mind that the word hygiene basically means promoting health.
Why does the professor say this?
That might sound kind of strange, but keep in mind that the word hygiene basically means promoting health. Number six, listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question. So hygiene factors include things like salary, working conditions, your relationship with your boss and your coworkers, company policies, things like dress codes and health insurance, and job security. Don't bother taking these down. We'll be seeing them again in a PowerPoint presentation later. So, when hygiene factors are missing or are not good, then this causes dissatisfaction.
What does the professor mean when she says this?
Don't bother taking these down. We'll be seeing them again in a PowerPoint presentation later. Number 7. According to the lecture, which of the following is not true? Number 8. What can be concluded from the lecture?